Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for Krusty's Corner. Your next chance to get your 2025 G-Bag Nation flag tomorrow. KNC Masterpiece at Tolbert Garage Door. And cold beers and cheeseburgers on Fridays with us in Euless. We'll have more flags for you. Our annual fan appreciation giveaway, the G-Bag Nation flag. Here's Brian with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much to my teammates. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this one. Hey, Lucius. The attire. Are we going to see the robe at the pool party? The cigar and the robe?
Oh, yeah. Now, that sounds hilarious. No, I don't think so, man.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I was going to see if I could go out and get me like one of those old school robes with my initials on the the pocket area.
Maybe. A robe and a captain's hat?
Yeah, robe, captain's hat.
Ooh, that's a
couple of cigars and that bottle of tequila. That's the real pretty bottle that you like to drink. That thing, I was thinking about just showing up like that.
Yeah, like that cigar. Follow me, boys.
Yeah, follow me, boys.
Some shiny jewelry.
We have some pool party here. Something. I'll be was it Ocean's 11? What was the actor? Remember when they were talking about
Elliot
Gould. Gould.
Yeah.
Was it Elliot Gould?
Yeah, they went to his house for money.
They went to Elliot Gould's house for money, and he's like this.
There you go.
Overweight, hairy. Yeah. Like, okay, you really want to rob Terry Benedict? Yeah, you want to rob?
Yeah.
Oh, this is hilarious. You know, he's out there.
I hate that guy.
He's out there in the robe and all the whole thing.
There you go. That's the vibe.
They actually just announced Ocean 14 today.
What are we doing now?
I don't know.
Who are we knocking off?
It's the whole crew back together.
A good heist. I do love this.
Who are we knocking off there now, right?
Stealing Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Seed phrase heist.
We're gonna be invisible. We're just gonna change everything.
The invisible man.
Be invisible. Yeah. All right.
It's about a rug pull.
Get hot to
a
there.
Story.
Yeah. Oh, we're on it.
Oh, geez. Ocean's 14. All right.
Crazy.
Watch the other ones. Might as well.
Yeah.
Why not?
Running out of ideas.
Yeah. I'm running out of ideas for sure. All right. Carolina Panthers. Dallas loses this game if Carolina is able to run the football. And I say this in a way of if this game becomes close, if this game becomes where Carolina all of a sudden kind of figures out that, man, we do not have to throw in this one, but we're just going to run. We're going to take 7-8 minutes off the clock. We're going to find ways. They've been actually, it's funny when you watch them down in the red zone, they find a way to get the ball to the tight end for a touchdown. They'll throw the ball to wide receivers. McMillan hasn't had a touchdown down there yet, but they'll run the ball in. But Dallas has got to be very, very mindful. And I say this because I feel like that Dave Canellis, the head coach play caller for the Panthers, he's not going to expose this quarterback. Even though Dallas's pass rush was better last week, they could do some things to the Jets that they did to the Jets to Carolina. So I don't know if necessarily that you're going to see Dave Canellis be real interested in putting this game in Bryce Young's hands.
No, I wouldn't be.
The Carolina offensive line is, now we've...
Much better running than pass pro.
Yeah, much better runners than pass pro. And the way they've been running the football is through different ways. And I mean, it's the send motion way flip going the other way. There's been some zone stuff. There's been the sweeps.
Yeah.
There's been off tackle. It's not some running game where you're seeing, oh, wow, like I did see a crack toss that went for plus yards. So, but it's not, it doesn't have the elements of what you've seen with the Cowboys. And the reason why, they don't have the athletes. Hmm. They don't have the athletes as the offensive line at tackle.
They got some big dudes, slow-footed, like Iguanu. Their left tackles are slow-footed.
That is the big problem that they have right now. And they have a quarterback that when he feels pressure, he will try and run. But like my guy Vach Lombardi likes to say, he'll also do things to sack himself.
Absolutely, he will.
And he'll also fumble the ball when you get in the pocket, too, and you pressure him. He'll drop the ball on you, too.
Tiny hands.
Yeah, that, and he kind of gets bumped around and then just loses the ball. But they, if you watch the games running leading up to...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This last one, there was not a lot of offense. The Atlanta game was pretty impressive what they were able to do. But overall, they've kind of struggled offensively to do some things. The things that Dallas is bad at, they're bad at too. You know, if it has to be throwing a deep ball, they're bad at this too. They'll throw deep balls. They just can't complete them.
Yeah.
You know, they just, the quarterback has a problem with that.
They're bad at defending big passing plays too, aren't they?
Well, yes, Carolina's defense. Yeah, I'm going to take a peek at them tonight. But the thing I've noticed about their offense,
throwing it very short.
Yeah,
I think they're 30th in air yards.
Anything in the intermediate range, they're mid pack with that. But overall, though, the tackles sit particularly deep, and you could walk them to the quarterback, so you could really squeeze the pocket on this guy because how deep their tackles set. They're worried about that, like, they don't want to get beat up the field, so they're trying to get depth and then set on you right there, engage, and then hopefully the ball's out, but it hasn't been getting out like it has. Tet McMillan is a legitimate player. We all understand.
Yeah.
If you follow us on our show, we've talked about Tet McMillan maybe more than any other player in the draft.
100%.
We were thinking that, you know, he was going to be a guy. It started to be that he was it was Jenty was getting mocked, and then all of a sudden Tet McMillan started getting mocked. And then it was like, I know Zach and I started hearing, like, there's no chance in hell you're going to get Tet McMillan. He's going before
That's
you
a
pick.
Bummer, man.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and obviously you'd rather have the combination of Booker and Pickens right now.
Right.
But if they had taken McMillan instead of Booker, I think we'd be ecstatic right now still.
McMillan is a hell of a player, and he's everything that we talked about, the route running, the ability to separate down the field, the ability to go get the football, down blocking. I mean, this guy has got some...
Plays with some attitude, too.
Complete,
you know?
Complete.
He's the boss out there already.
Complete player and all those things. They've tried with Xavier Legette. He's really kind of... I would say he's a disappointment with the way that he's been playing. You just don't see him. When you look for those explosives, they've found McMillan, and that's kind of where...
By the way, I heard Stink in his play-by-play calling him Legette.
Legette?
They were both going Legette, so okay. There might have been a name pronunciation that we need to...
Okay, Legette. I was Legette. Legette.
Yeah, I was always
a Legette guy.
Legette. Yeah. Legette. Legette.
Legette.
They've got Hunter Renfro, too, in the slot. Jimmy Horn actually makes some plays for him, too. Jimmy Horn out of Colorado.
He's got speed, man.
Yeah, a little bit smaller guy, but yeah, he was a guy that people talked about maybe in the third, fourth round, but he ended up going in the sixth round. But the problem they run into is their offensive line cannot pass block well. They're going to run block better. Their quarterback doesn't see the field well enough. You could pressure him. I think Dallas can do, like I said, I think Dallas could do some things that they did to the Jets. I think the movement, I think the gap exchange stuff with the twist stunts, I think that you would come after him that way, Bryce Young. But I don't think, like I said, I don't think Dave Canellis is going to allow that to happen. I think they're going to try and run the football here and see if Dallas, who had some problems last week, you know, there was some stuff with Kenny Clark and with Osa and those guys, they didn't really do a great job up front controlling the run. So I'm going to challenge them. And Rico Dowdle ran the ball well. They're down 17-0, and they just started running the ball because they got tired of Bryce Young messing it up.
because he turned the ball over twice.
Yeah.
He just dropped it, like you said, and then sailed a pass, gets intercepted. I mean, he'll turn the ball over.
He will throw it at the cameraman at one point.
Yeah. Oof. So this is where I think this game, like if Dallas can't handle the run, then this is probably going to be a real close game. If Dallas's offense is able to put points up on the board and take Carolina out of the running game, Dallas will win this game easily from what I've seen so far with the offense. But it's the quarterback, they're going to lose this quarterback battle to the Cowboys. The Carolina's going to lose to Dallas on the quarterback battle. They're going to lose in pass blocking here. The run blocking stuff, that's their chance. That's their best chance to win this football game. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try and do it.
It's got to be Fowler and Houston, a follow-up game against these tackles, right? Like, I want to see pressures. It doesn't have to be three sacks or whatever they combine for and all those splash plays. But we got to see consistent winning. And if that happens and they can stop the run, then I think – you know, I don't think I'll ever get as far as Stephen Jones saying this could be a damn good defense, but this defense could be trending towards average.
Yeah,
you get both those things.
There's kind of what you need with this offense being so good.
I just don't think that Bryce Hunter can throw the ball well enough to affect. Even though Dallas is so poor at times playing pass defense with the coverage, I think the pressure will be a problem. And here I am saying pressure. I mean, we've only seen it really 1 week. But boy, this would be a good week. This line is not as good as the one you played last week, and they took advantage of that group with the Jets
and tackling.
Hopefully, the tackling's got to be
got to tackle. That was a big reason Rico had it the day that he did. Yeah, Miami was
falling off. They didn't buckle up.
They had to buckle up.
Awful. They really were.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Cowboys Panthers at noon on Sunday. Pregame with Brian and Chief will be on at 9. Well, Chuck, I need a fix, brother.
Oh, man, I got you. Daily Football Fix, Players of the Week, Bold Predictions Revisited, and did the NFL just quietly cancel this? That's next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.